נפתח את תשומת פרק א' משנה ח', אין תורמן שמן על בית תרומה נחדשת ולא יין על נבים הנדרכים. You can't take off tumor from olive oil to cover for both olive oil and for olives that you chopped up at the beginning of the process of extracting the oil from the olive. Nor can you take tumor from wine to cover for both the wine and grape that you started to press at the beginning of the process to press it for wine. As you're not allowed to take off tumor from something that is completed to cover for something that's not completed, as the wine is already completed, as opposed to the olive and the grape, you haven't completed the process of extracting the olive oil or pressing the grape for the wine, so therefore you shouldn't take off truma from one to cover the other. V'imtaram trumaso truma v'yachav yitra. But if you did go ahead and take off truma from the olive oil to cover for the olive that you chopped, or you did take off truma from the wine to cover for the grape that you pressed, but the evidence would be a truma, but the Rabbanim penalize you, and you have to take off truma again separately after you finish the process of extracting the olive oil from the olive, and after you complete the process of pressing the grape for its wine, you would take off truma again separately from the wine and from the olive oil. Now, even though we said previously in this part that even b'di'evet, if you take off truma from olive to cover for both the olive and the olive oil, or you take off truma from grape to cover for both the grape and the wine, the truma would not be good. That wouldn't even be truma b'di'evet. And here we're saying that if you take off truma from oil to cover for olive, or from wine to cover for grape, there would be truma b'di'evet. What is the difference between the two? Meforshim explained, in the case where you took off truma from olive to cover for olive oil, there would be a seder to the kohen, a loss to the kohen, as the kohen would not be receiving a finished product for his truma. Instead, he would be receiving olive or grape, which is not a finished product. So therefore, in such a case, even b'di'evet, it would not be truma. But in this case, when you're doing exactly the opposite, you're taking off truma from a finished product, the olive oil, or the wine, to cover for an unfinished product, the olive or the grape, so the kohen is not getting a loss. Instead, he profits from it, since he's now receiving a finished product instead of an unfinished product. So even though l'chatchila, you should not take off truma, even from a finished product to cover for an unfinished product, but b'di'evet, it would be a good truma. Just Rabbanim penalize you that you have to take off truma separately again after you finish squeezing the olives or pressing the grapes. Harishayna midamez bifnei atma v'chayavin aleha chaymesh avoloshniyah. The first truma that you took from the olive oil or for the wine to cover for the olives or for the grapes, that is real truma minat Torah. As minat Torah, b'di'evet, it was a truma. So therefore, it has all the dinim that apply to truma. It would be midamev, meaning to say that if the truma would fall into non-truma, and it fell into less than 100 times the truma, it would not be batal. As for truma to be batal, you need 100 parts of the non-truma to be mevatal the truma. Otherwise, the truma is not batal. And if it falls into less than 100 times the truma, the whole mixture is called imua. And the whole mixture has a din of truma and can only be eaten by a kohen. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that the first truma that you took off, since minat Torah, that is a valid truma, so therefore if it falls into less than 100 times the truma, the whole mixture is dimua and can only be eaten by a kohen. And also the Mishnah tells us, chayav nalei chaymesh, meaning to say, the first truma that you took off, which is truma minat Torah, if somebody who's not a kohen would eat it, b'shogeg, he would have to give the principal plus a fifth to the kohen. That is a din minat Torah, that he not kohen, to each truma b'shogeg has to pay the principal plus a fifth to the kohen. But the second truma that you take off after you finish extracting the oil from the olive or pressing the grape for the wine, that truma is only midrabbanan. As Rabbanan penalizes you to take off truma again after you finish extracting the oil and pressing the grape for its wine. So since that truma is only midrabbanan, we would not apply all the dinim of truma to the second time that you took off the truma. And therefore, that second truma that you took off, even though you're mechuyav to give it to the kohen, it would not have the dinim of dimua, and it would not have the dinim of chomesh. If that truma would fall into less than 100 times the truma, we would not say the whole mixture is dimua. We would not give the whole mixture a din of truma. And so too, if a non-kohen would eat that second truma that you took off, the shogeg, he would not have to pay the principal plus the fifth. And since that truma is only midrabbanan, we would not apply all the dinim of truma to that second truma that you took off. Second truma is paragal, Mishnah tab, the torment shaman al zeitzim ha nechbashim, the yayin al nubin lasus on smoking. So why do you take off truma from olive oil to cover for both the olive oil and for olives that you pickled and plan on eating? And so too you can take off truma from wine to cover for both the wine and for grapes that you plan on drying out and eating them as raisins. And even though in the previous Mishnah we said that you're not allowed to take out truma from olive oil to cover for olives, and you're not allowed to take out truma from wine to cover for grapes, that's because in the previous Mishnah you didn't plan on eating the olives or the grapes. You planned on extracting oil from the olives and pressing the grapes for its wine. So therefore, that's why you weren't allowed to take out truma from the oil to cover for the olives, because you're not allowed to take out truma from a finished product to cover for an unfinished product. As opposed to in our Mishnah, we're talking about where you plan on eating the olives or the grapes, so therefore, both are finished products, so you can take out truma from one to cover for the other. HaReshataran Shemen Al-Zeitam La'achila V'Zeitam Al-Zeitam La'achila. Somebody who takes out truma from oil to cover for the oil and for olives that you plan on eating, or somebody who takes out truma for one group of olives to cover for a different group of olives, and you plan on eating both groups of olives, or somebody who takes out truma from wine to cover for both the wine and for grapes that you plan on eating, or somebody takes out truma from one group of grapes to cover for another group of grapes, and you plan on eating both groups. So in all these cases, you're allowed to take out truma from one to cover the other six. They are all finished products. The nimlach l'dorcha. Ain't a tzarech l'tzarech. What happens if after you took out the truma from the oil to cover for the olives that you plan on eating, or from the wine to cover for grapes that you plan on eating, and then you change your mind? You decided, no, I don't want to eat these grapes. I'm going to press them for its wine. Or you said, I don't want to eat these olives. I want to squeeze it for its oil. You've already taken off the truma because you thought you were going to eat the olives or the grapes. It doesn't matter that you changed your mind. The truma that you took off would be valid. And even though now that you changed your mind and you decided to press the grapes or to squeeze the olives, so it turns out that the truma you took off was from a finished product to cover for an unfinished product, it's still about truma, since at the time you took off the truma, you planned on eating the olives or eating the grapes.